New stats reveal workplace bullying is getting worse here. As it turns out, we don't have the resource to deal with the volume. 10% of the workforce, roughly 300,000 of us, deal with some sort of harassment every year. 10% of that group deal with the next level, which is considered workplace bullying. Now, the Anti-Bullying Council wants it treated as a health and safety issue under the Health and Safety Work Act. James Hilford from that council is with us. James, morning to you.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Very well indeed. First of all, I didn't know we had an Anti-Bullying Council. Who funds you?
Me.
So you're it. You are the Anti-Bullying Council of New Zealand.
Well, basically, I created the organisation in about 2014 in the hope that we could get people who were interested in workplace bullying around the table, you know, share ideas on how to combat it. But it appears that it's really only myself and Alan Holsom, Culture Safe, who are actually interested.
Is it a big enough issue? Because I've just given the numbers. 10% of the workforce have some sort of harassment, but 10% of that 10%. In other words, 1% of the total workforce deal with what would be considered bullying. 1% is not that bad, is it?
No, it isn't that bad. But the reality is that most people don't know when they're being bullied.
What?
And yeah, so most people who are being bullied will just complain to their spouse or wife or husband or whatever, and they don't realise they're actually being bullied.
And if they don't realise they're being bullied, and it's not bad enough to do something about it, are you actually being bullied?
Well, generally, I believe it is bad enough to do something about it, but people don't do something about it because the retaliation is too great.
Right. Next question is if you are being bullied, is it an in-house thing in the workplace or external? And if it's external, you're asking for all sorts of trouble, which I think is what you're asking for, isn't it?
What do you mean by external?
External, somebody comes in from outside and dealing with, you know, Health and Safety Work Act and stuff like that. Surely if you're being bullied at work, you go to your superior.
Yes, you do. That's your first port of call. But generally what happens is then a whole lot of, you get retaliatory action. So they'll make up false allegations because you're complaining. Yeah. That's why I've got the Whistleblowers Act, but it doesn't work.
No. Having said that, from your experience and work, do we have certain sectors, genders, whatever, that they're the trouble places, or is it right across the workforce?
I think it's right across the workforce, but for statistics, you're best to talk to Alan from CultureSafe.
What's harassment?
Harassment? Well, under the Human Rights Act, there's specific criteria for harassment, but I think it's anything that's detrimental to you. So if someone's making a joke and it's about you and you don't find it funny, that's kind of harassment.
Okay, and what's bullying?
Bullying, it was the same thing. And that's the thing, bullying really is the abuse of power. So they give it this name, bullying, but really it's just illegal, unconstitutional actions which are causing harm to you.
If you were successful and got it under the Health and Safety Work Act, what would happen or what would change?
I would hope that someone like WorkSafe would be like, kind of like the health system. If you're being bullied at work, you present yourself to WorkSafe. They take your details, they investigate it and decide whether or not it's actually workplace bullying, and then they employ someone to deal with it. Like just like you go to the hospital with a sore thumb or something or chest pain, and they decide whether it's cardiac or not, and then the specialist deals with it. But then you need the law to uphold that
legal evidence-based. Right, James, good to talk to you. Appreciate it very much. James Hilford, who appears to be the Anti-Bullying Council of New Zealand.